At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. 41 degrees our temp here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station in Atlantic. Today, we look for sunny skies with a high near 75 degrees. Good morning. I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store. Your Verizon Wireless Agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer located on 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Ottoman City Council will have a full agenda in front of them when they meet Monday evening. Most of the resolutions they will act on will have to do with an issuance of $620,000 in general obligation capital loan notes, Series 2012A. The resolutions include appointing a payment agent, note registrar, and transfer agent, and approving agreements with those same persons or entities, approval of tax exemption and continuing disclosure certificates, and approving and authorizing a form of loan agreements and issuance of capital loan notes and the levying of a tax to pay for the notes. On a related note, resolutions will be acted on that pertain to the issuance of $965,000 in general obligation refunding capital loan notes, Series 2012B, and other business. The Ottoman City Council will act on a resolution approving the road use tax report. Their meeting begins tonight at 7 o'clock at Ottoman City Hall. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Camp but don't want to miss all your favorite TV shows? Well, now you don't have to with the Tailgater from Dish.
With the Tailgater, you can access Dish champs that you would at home on the go. The Tailgater from Dish is easy to set up, so easy you can do it yourself. All you'll need is a Tailgater and a VIP 211K receiver.
The Tailgater from Dish is a self-aligning dish, so all you have to do is set up the Tailgater where there are no trees. Select the state you're on and the system will do the rest for you.
Maybe you're not camping much this summer but plan to head somewhere warm for the winter in your RV. Well, this works for that too.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer. If you'd like to get set up with a Tailgater from Dish or learn more about it, stop in at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032.
System includes antenna and receiver. Activation fees may apply. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees. Programming restrictions may apply based on location. Call for details.
One person suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident Saturday morning east of Red Oak in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Ryan Gillespie of Kansas City, Missouri, was traveling west on 34 at about 3:23 a.m. when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 1999 Chevy. The man was awakened by the sound of gravel from the shoulder of the road and tried to take corrective action. Gillespie overcorrected, causing the car to slide across the road and enter a ditch about 4/10 of a mile east of 220th Street. The car rolled twice before coming to rest in a soybean field. A witness to the accident called 911. Gillespie suffered a cut to his head and was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. The car was declared a total loss. Damage to the fence and the bean field was estimated at about $800. No citations were issued. A state push to bring felony charges against non-citizens who voted in recent Iowa elections could run into two key roadblocks: local prosecutors who do not want to pursue cases and jurors who may find no criminal intent. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation announced Thursday that three Council Bluffs residents, a couple from Canada, and a Mexican citizen living legally in the U.S., were charged with election misconduct. They were first charged under a two-year contract that Secretary of State Matt Schultz's office signed with the DCI to investigate voter fraud, but local police and prosecutors have declined to bring similar charges this year, citing questions about intent, the costs, and the harsh penalties. Defense lawyers say juries may sympathize to claims that suspects were simply mistaken. The Iowa Department of Transportation has announced the eastbound lanes of Interstate 480 to northbound I-29 bridge in Council Bluffs will close Wednesday and Thursday to make repairs. Northbound I-29 traffic will be routed around the construction zone by traveling south on I-29, extinct at 9th Avenue, and traveling between north on I-29. Motorists will want to allow some extra time in the morning hours to travel on this detour. The roadway should be reopened to traffic by this Friday, weather permitting. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey posted speed limits and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. As in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear seat belts. Police in Harlan are asking for the public's help with regard to two incidents that took place on Wednesday. Officials say officers were called to the 1400 block of Onyx Drive, where four vehicles parked along the block had been vandalized with an instrument that may have been a key. If you heard or saw something, please call the Harlan Police Department, as your information may help solve that case. As always, if your information leads to an arrest or conviction, you may be eligible for a Crime Stoppers reward. The Harlan Police Department also reports a Harlan resident reported Wednesday that her 2009 Chevy Malibu was stolen from a residence. The keying incident and theft remain under investigation. Operation Medicine Cabinet has announced Southwest Iowa residents can drop off expired or unused prescriptions this weekend. The Omaha World-Herald reports residents can drop off expired or unused prescriptions or over-the-counter medications on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Council Bluffs Walgreens store on Broadway. But Lieutenant Dan Flores of the Council Bluffs Police Department tells the World-Herald that Operation Medicine Cabinet is not for illegal drugs. He says it will be the sixth time the police department has partnered with local organizations to get rid of excess drugs. Flores says police and volunteers will have collection buckets at the drive-thru. More older Iowans are choosing to remain in the workforce well into their retirement years. A recent study found Iowans 55 and older account for nearly 20% of the total employment population in Iowa. Terry Hornbuckle, with the Iowa Department of Aging, says the economic downturn in 2007 and 2008 have hit retirees hard.
Particularly the newly retiring baby boomers, their savings were cut in half, and they're choosing to stay at least until they're 70.
Although it's against the law for employers to discriminate based on age, Hornbuckle says there are businesses that reject older and qualified workers.
There's a sense out in the community that older workers, you won't recover your training costs. They're not productive, and on and on and on. Yet research spells, and those are myths and stereotypes.
Hornbuckle says older Iowans can bring a host of skills to any workplace, including experience and dependability. In world and national headlines on KJAN, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon predicts that this week's session of the UN General Assembly will be among the busiest ever, reflecting the tumultuous time in which we live. President Obama and more than 120 other presidents, prime ministers, and monarchs will be faced with a war raging in Syria, deadly protests generated by an anti-Islamic video, and other crises when they gather in New York. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney plans to campaign today in Colorado and then join running mate Paul Ryan in Ohio tomorrow for a bus tour. Romney acknowledged Sunday that he's trailing President Obama in several key states, but he's promising to spend less time courting donors and more time with voters. And Israel's defense minister says if peace efforts with the Palestinians remain stalled, there should be a unilateral pullout from most of the West Bank. Udad Barak calls for uprooting dozens of settlements, but says Israel would keep major blocks and maintain a military presence in an area along the border with Jordan. Barak says after 4 years of deadlock and peace talks, Israel must take practical steps. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you, a 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones required a data package.
In our funeral announcements, 55-year-old Karen and Katie Bolin of Casey died Wednesday at her home in Casey. Memorial services for Katie Bolin will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock. That would be this morning at the Friends Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. 51-year-old James Wesley Swisher of Harlan died Tuesday at home. A memorial service for James Swisher will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 70-year-old Sarah Merritt of Griswold died Saturday at her home in Griswold. Funeral services for Sarah Merritt will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 81-year-old Betty Tracy of Greenfield died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Tracy will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church of Greenfield. Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch are going to be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmerline of Greenfield died Saturday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Flossie Zimmerline will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died on August 26th in California. A memorial mass for Mildred Bernice O'Neill will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. 51-year-old Lisa Gravy of Kimbleton died on Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lisa Gravy are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held on September 29th at 11 o'clock in the Manning Cemetery. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store. Your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network and DirecTV agent and satellite systems dealer, located on East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.